And we will preview three, count them, three positions. Maybe only two. And there's a chance only one. Because we got Woe Nelly coming up. We got Feel Good Friday. A cash-related Feel Good Friday, I might add.
Ooh. Okay.
Piquing Tausch's interest.
I'd be willing to yield Woe Nelly to a good preview.
No, you wouldn't.
No, we like Woe.
So, Tausch, if you pick three, what do you got?
Well, it's easy. You know I'm going to go O-line.
Yep, me too. Me too.
I think. Okay, so I think that one's easy. I think the secondary is the other one. I think the defensive backfield as a whole is another category that I'm intrigued
by. We can combine two into one there then because I did safeties and corners separately, so we can do them together. That steals us a bonus position. I like it.
Oh, there's your bonus one. The third one is where I'm kind of struggling to kind of figure it out because I think intrigue-wise, special teams is going to be a super big storyline, but if I'm being honest with you, my intrigue level on that, my intrigue level on the kickoff and the rules and how the Packers are going to implement and operate is super intriguing to me. But that's not necessarily where I want to go. So I think my last one will be.
So can I pitch you on one? Because
yes.
We've talked a lot about wide receivers and tight ends, right? We've
spent a lot on we have hammered wide.
Right on the on the ensemble. Cast. How about linebacker?
Yeah.
Because here's why I'm intrigued by that one. Because, you know, we talked to Kenny yesterday. By the way, if you missed Kenny Clark on the show, he was fabulous. And it was really interesting.
I've been told.
He's a beast, yeah. He's been told that he's a beast, in fact.
He is a beast.
It was really interesting to me. But we kind of have an idea now of what we're looking at there, right? Both is his uncertain future and a bunch of big guys being aggressive, unlike they were in previous systems. To me, the linebacker position is really, really interesting because A, is Quay Walker, we can just start at linebacker. A, is Quay Walker ever going to become the player that they want Quay Walker to become? And will this system be the one that unlocks his potential? B, who the hell else is going to line up with him? Is it going to be Edgerrin Cooper and Isaiah McDuffie? And then of those three, who's coming off the field? Since all we've talked about since Halfley got here is that it's a 4-2-5 essentially base with a nickel defensive back coming on the field. So that third linebacker is going to play, what, 15% of the snaps theoretically?
Yeah.
Are they going to rotate which one is sitting out? What are they going to do there? It's not going to be Quay Walker. He's likely going to wear the green dots. So to me, we're in simpatico here. The offensive line with the questions there, the secondary, and the linebackers, for me anyway, the first two we definitely agreed on. The linebacker one is the one that I'm also very interested in.
Yeah, and I think of everything, and I know earlier you said we've neglected some things. I disagreed as far as talking about the young players and if there was a spot that I think we have not delved into enough, it is the linebacking core. And I think we've all talked a lot about Jordan Morgan. And when Greg Cosell joined us, Jesse, who was the guy that he really loved? Was it Bullard that he loved?
Yeah, big on Bullard.
Safety.
He loved Bullard.
He's bullish on Bullard.
Very big on Bullard. You like Monk. I think we've discussed a lot, but I really think one of the big question marks I have, because everybody's going to be excited. I think everybody's excited. You know, Edgerrin Cooper, I can't believe he fell to 45. I can't believe the Packers are so lucky that they got him. You know, great. Everybody throughout the draft process was saying he's the best off-the-ball linebacker in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers needed one. They got him. Is he going to be pushing McDuffie out? Because Quay Walker's going to get his shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be his run, and if he is big time, he'll get a new deal. If he's not, they'll say maybe Edgerrin Cooper's the answer, and maybe we'll figure out other stuff. So this is a monster year. I think from a individual pressure-situated contract, I don't know if there's going to be anybody that's going to be under more duress, because I think Josh Myers is going to be there as well. But I would argue Quay Walker with the situation, because they'll have to make his decision, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, on that fifth-year option next year. He'd be going into his fourth year next year?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So his career in Green Bay, he needs to be the guy. And if he's not, who's going to be? And your question, who's coming off the field? Because they are going to go 4-2-5. Quay Walker's not coming off the field.
No, he's not.
Edgerrin Cooper is as good as advertised. He ain't going to come off the field. So then where does that leave McDuffie? Because he showed some things. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question. And what is the other guy's name? A Hopper? The other early pick?
Chad Tyron Hopper.
No, it's Tyron Hopper, Missouri guy. I think he's from Missouri, correct?
You're a big Missouri guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he'll get opportunities, but make no mistake about it. You draft Edgerrin Cooper, he's going to get those opportunities. So that position of any, I think, is probably the thing we've talked about the least. And with this system, and you're asking guys, again, for everybody trying to figure out, okay, what's this defense going to look like? And Kenny Clark gave you a very good glimpse.
He did.
They're not going to be about what a linebackers love. They love gap-eaten, big defensive tackles because it makes their reads clean.
Mm-hmm.
They love having a Ted Washington, Grady Jackson, big bodies that grab a hold and say, all right, center guard, you're not getting up to us on the next level. I'll read it, I'll react, I'll go make plays. Well, again, until I see it, I won't be able to tell you for certain, but Kenny Clark basically told you, get up the field, make plays in the backfield. Well, that's great, but what happens when you don't?
Yep.
Are those linebackers going to be there to make tackles at 2 and 3 yards, or is it going to be, big plays? So these cats got to be even better when you're playing this system because there's going to be a lot more, I got to beat a lineman who's trying to block me, and I got to make a play, and I'm not sure where it's even to be going because Kenny or Slayton or whomever is getting up the field, and it ain't going to just be clean city reads. It's going to be athleticism, running, and tackling in open space.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Xavier McKinney is here as a safety. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Let's not get it to the safeties. Let's have Cooper. Let's have Quay Walker. Let's have McDuffie. And if it's Hopper, who's going to showcase themselves as great open field tacklers that can cover and run like the wind? Because make no mistake about it, Brian Gutekunst has said, I want long-levered, freak show running athletes that are going to play linebacker. Matt Millen ain't playing linebacker. Hardy Nickerson, who is a good player. Nope. I can't remember. Who's the really big, heavy linebacker that played for the Eagles?
Oh, big, Jeremiah thick. Trotter.
No, it's not who I'm thinking of. It was a big, thick, heavy dude. Those days are gone. It's over.
I think it's Jeremiah Trotter.
It's not. Jeremiah Trotter was yoked, number 54. This guy was a big, stout. He played for the Steelers and the Eagles. He was probably 270 pounds.
Hmm. All right, I'll have to do some research on that. What I don't need to do research on is what Fleet Farm has going on this week, and they've got their Shop the Guaranteed Best Prices deal going on right now at Fleet Farm, where they've got the lowest prices on all of your favorites for this summer, and if you find a lower price, they always tell you, they'll match it, so you always save. You'll find deals on everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm, and you can also save on wild bird supplies. You know, we love our birds in our backyard, and we always shop that at Fleet Farm. You can shop huge deals on the best food and suet, from brands like KT, and check out their huge selection of feeders, houses, and more. Keep the
Kirkland.
Backyard.
Levon Kirkland.
That's
it. Yep. Thank you, Jesse.
Keep backyard birds coming back year-round with all your essentials.
Break those leaves.
From Fleet Farm. We'll get to more positions.
Hey, Jason, before we break, I want to leave this question to you, and I want to poll this, Jesse. Which rookie is going to have the biggest impact on the 2024 season? Which one? Poll it.
We will poll that.
If only we'd gotten to the previews way earlier than this.
I wish we would have gotten to the previews earlier, if I'm being honest with you guys.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Because I'm a hazard to
King, Michael Pratt, Travis Glover, Ketan Oladapo, Jacob Monk, Evan Williams, Tyron Hopper, Marshawn Lloyd, Javon Bullard, Edgerrin Cooper, and Jordan Morgan.
What?
Those are your rookies. Jesse, see if you can get all 11 of those on the Tausch's poll question.
I don't think you can do an 11-person poll yet, can you?
Maybe when you get premium.
Tausch, your video is frozen on the video stream, and it's like you're cheesing for the camera. You look very happy.
Cheesing?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
When you say cheese and you got your big smile, you're cheesing.
Oh. Good. I'm glad I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Nice. That, frozen well, part up there, of this, too.
Part of this whole process is figuring out who do we think can actually make a big... Because this isn't last year anymore, boys. This isn't 70 guys going to get an opportunity to play as rookies. This is going to be tight. Who's going to actually get opportunities to make an impact? Mm-hmm. And that's the question, right? So... I think while we all complain, oh, you only get four options on Twitter to do it. No, I think it's actually a good service for us here. No question, Edgerrin Cooper's on the list, right? Like, nobody's going to argue with me on that.
Javon Bullard is on the list.
Yep. I think the running back, Lloyd, should be on the list.
And unlike last year when... Luke Musgrave played right away. Jaden Reed played right away. Tucker Kraft actually didn't play right away, and then he did play a lot. Your guy, Carl Brooks, moved into the lineup fairly quickly. Carrington Valentine started 14 games, including two playoff games. A lot of guys played right away from that class. Obviously, the 2022 class, there are a bunch of guys that maybe didn't all play right away as rookies, but certainly played a ton a year ago. I guess my question is, after those three, let's say we were to choose four, you know, a bunch of those names at the end there we wouldn't have included. At the same time, had we done this poll a year ago, no one would have said, oh, Carrington Valentine, big
Correct.
Opportunity.
That's
and
the
that's
beauty
how it
of
ended
it.
Up playing out.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think, I mean, Jacob Monk, your guy, I think people are probably thinking, but I don't think this year's
going to
be
year
his
away.
Year.
Yes, I think he.
So, is Jordan Morgan? I don't even know if I put him. I mean, you gotta. But I don't think he's winning the voting. I think Edgerrin Cooper's my vote for sure, and I think Bullard would be second.
Yeah, I think Bullard's my vote. But the same principle applies to both, which is you don't draft dudes in the second round without expecting them to play right away. Now, maybe...
Well, you know, you're doing that with your first round pick.
Yeah, but there's a history there, as we bring up with Brian Bulaga sitting behind you as a rookie. Like, offensive line's a little bit of a different animal. Like, they drafted Quay Walker with the intention of him playing right away. I feel like offensive and defensive line, I mean, look back on Kenny Clark. He joined us yesterday. Kenny Clark's rookie year. Early on in the season, he didn't play a ton. Like, his snaps kind of ramped up as the 2016 season went on. But we were drawing comparisons between his playing time as a rookie and Devontae Wyatt's playing time in 2022. He didn't play a ton either as a rookie. Obviously, we know Sean Ryan, who's in line to start this year, hardly played at all as a rookie. I think he played one offensive snap or one special team snap. That was it. So, in Jordan Morgan's case, if Rasheed Walker holds serve, Tausch's Tennis Minute, he ain't going to start. Is he going to start when somebody gets hurt? Yes, probably. He will probably be the sixth man, would be what I would predict happens with him. But again, you're right. And it's also how much of an impact is he going to have as an offensive lineman, right? We obviously understand how important it is, and we saw Jordan Love's play when the offensive line got its act together improve significantly. But when we're talking about impact, we're talking about how many tackles is Edgerrin Cooper making, how many interceptions is Javon Bullard recording, that kind of stuff. This is an opportunity, though, to shift to the secondary briefly. Okay. And talk about one aspect of that secondary, which is what do you make of Jaire Alexander and how confident are you that he will return to DPOY-ish territory? And is this the last hurrah for Eric Stokes? Because as I have said on this program, Matt LaFleur made it very clear, it is Eric Stokes versus Carrington Valentine for that other starting spot at outside corner. And I don't think, as much as you like to say first-round picks have to prove they don't belong and seventh-round picks have to prove that they do, and you lived it, Carrington Valentine ain't nobody's underdog in this competition.
Nope.
Because he was good last year for
them. Yeah, he did a nice job when he was in, and I think, you know, I was guilty of this. It was just because it was lazy. Valentine and Ballantyne, and oh, that's a cute little law firm and everything else. And I think we probably underestimated the fact that Valentine played really good football. So with Stokes, it's unfortunate. You know, injuries happen in this league, and you know he unfortunately got hurt at a bad time. I really think that year, his rookie season, this back end of the year when he was getting a lot of people picked on him early, loved his resolve, loved how he handled it, and I thought he is going to be a breakout guy the next year. Well, injuries happened. That never came to fruition. Hopefully, he went down, him along with Watson, came down here to Madison and, you know, got the, hopefully, that injury issue squared away.
Mm-hmm.
And he can compete and showcase what he's got. Is he going to be the same player? I don't know. But this is going to be his, like you said, last hurrah as far as being a starting corner for the Green Bay Packers. It's going to have to be this camp. And if he doesn't win, do I think that he's going to still be on the football team? Yeah. But I believe, Jason Wilde, that was one of your sneaky surprise, don't be alarmed or don't be shocked if he gets traded. I believe that was you that said that, correct?
I did, yeah. I don't think that it's a likely scenario because if he looks good but doesn't look as good as Carrington Valentine, you can't have enough. Now, the question I would have is if he loses it, does he want to be traded?
It's a great question. You don't want, as Mike Tomlin said, you want volunteers, not hostages. He'd be disappointed and probably not very excited about it. And you know, from a Packer standpoint, you probably get something for him. I don't know. But I think the odds-on favorite, when a coach says what he said to you guys, that this is an open competition, that makes you think that the top pick is in trouble. Because otherwise, it's always, he's the starter for a reason. He's going to play, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
That was not what was said. So to answer your other question, Jaire Alexander is a total wild card to me. I know what T-Buck said on Homer. I understand that he's been here, he's working. And Jaire's a smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
He does some dumb things, but he's a smart dude. And he knows.
Sounds like Jesse.
The chunk of guaranteed money for this contract about done. And teams aren't afraid to get rid of you, especially if you've had past history that has not gone well and you've been suspended for. You better be balling all season. He's shown when he's engaged and healthy, he is a dynamite football player. I have not seen that the last two seasons. I haven't seen him consistently be the player you need to be a dominant corner in this league. That's because of injury. He has not been a willing tackler since his shoulder surgery. Don't take my word for it. Just turn the film on. You'll see it. It is. There's been some snippets. He did the gritty, and he shut down JJ for one game. That was great.
Yeah.
And I thought after he got suspended last year, I thought he played better football. I think he started realizing, maybe I'm not untouchable. Maybe I can't be super selfish. I have to start getting my blank together, or I'm not going to be here. Mm-hmm. And I hope that's the case. But until I see it consistently, I can't sit here and tell you that I think he's going to be a dynamite shutdown corner. I haven't seen it for 2 years, so I can't.
Here endeth the Packers by position. If that wasn't enough for you, also Ed Helms sucked on The Office. If that wasn't enough for you, you can find our 3 hour show from Summerfest where we did exactly that, went position by position. It was called State of the Packers, and you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Wisconsin On Demand and on all your podcast platforms. Tausch, I still am a little confused about your procedure at Quick Trip. You're missing out, it feels like, on bonus points on credit cards and stuff like that. But if you're paying cash, are you able to pay cash at the pump and then go in and get coffee? Or do they make you prepay and you're getting your coffee first? I'm fascinated. I just know that you're always at Quick Trip and you always got their coffee.
Yes, I am, and I'll go over the coffee situation with you. They don't have coffee next to the gas pumps. That's not how that works.
Still a good idea.
I'll get into that later, but it's summer, and there is nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip, especially when I'm on the road getting an ice-cold, refreshing drink. I don't know, it's been so hot. Get you an ice-cold Coke, and this summer just got a whole lot cooler with Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game daily this summer. In your Quick Rewards app, you can enter into the weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away a total of $500,000 this summer. 10 weekly winners, $25,000 each. And one final week winner gets $250,000. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. You can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. I'm telling you, it's a ton of fun. You don't know what deals pop up. You got fuel discount deals, you got regular deals, and you got the daily specials. It's everywhere. It's fun. Again, download your Quick Rewards app. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes to get in on that $500,000 that Coca-Cola and Quick Trip are giving away.
We got our free string cheese that I won the other day. We stopped and got it yesterday when we got some smoothies. It is fun to play along. Make sure you download the app to do so. It is also fun to play along with Woe Nelly, which is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
So the aforementioned Milwaukee Brewers two-game weekend series in Minnesota against the Twins this weekend. Kind of a weird deal. They're off today.
What's the deal with two-game series?
They play tomorrow night and then a noon first pitch in the Roku game on Sunday afternoon. Early start at 12:05. Tau scoffs at the Roku game.
Nah, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. And I'm with Jesse on that. It's that
oversaturation,
fragmentation, localization, homogenization. It's just not good for the game.
Well, all right,
it's not
here. I'm done talking about the streaming. What I did want to ask you is, I've never been to a Twins game in Minnesota, and I would love to. It looks like a beautiful stadium. Everyone that's been there that I know has said it's a wonderful stadium to go and watch a game at. Nice in the downtown Minneapolis area there.
I know what question you're building up to.
What baseball stadium, if any, that you have not been to see, let's say a Brewers game at, but any game if it came to it, would you want to go to that you have yet to experience in person?
Oh, great question, Jesse. Minneapolis, it is. They got the train station, comes right in, brings it in. Parking, not great there, but been to a few games at, what is it, Tarjay Field?
Tarjay Field, yeah.
Right? So Jason will never go because it's Target Field, which is good. I appreciate you standing on your... So there's two that I'd like
Peacock
to
Peacock Field. Wait till they rename it.
I want to get out to Oakland Alameda and get to that Oakland A's game.
good section still available.
Brewers are out there in August. You want to go?
No, you know where I have not been and I'd like to go is to Pittsburgh to watch Skenes pitch.
With Jana.
That's who I'd like to. I'd like
and Colby.
We'd make a roadie with Jana and her boyfriend. That would be an awesome. I want to get out. I have not been to the Pittsburgh Stadium. The Pirates actually are going to be good.
It is beautiful.
So that's where I'd want to go. Otherwise, I've been to a lot of Major League Baseball stadiums. It's a fun little way to travel. Pick out a spot and go.
The advice I got about Pittsburgh, which I would offer to you, you have to go to a night game, and you want to sit on the third base side. So you get the sun setting on the picturesque downtown skyscrapers over the river.
I'm not as big a fan. Like, sunsets are nice, but I don't need to, like, book my ticketing off of a sunset. I don't.
It was good advice, and I just wanted to pass it along to you and to everyone else.
Yeah, and I just said thank you, but I don't need it. I think that's being respectful, right? I said thank you.
I think that's the opposite of respectful, kind of, actually.
Okay, so... this is not a stadium brag, but I have been to Wrigley. I have been to Fenway, which are both obviously iconic places. How about whatever they're calling the Seattle Stadium now? It was Safeco originally. I would put that on my list.
Looks like a fun one.
Right? What about Yankee Stadium? It's not the old Yankee Stadium, but what about... like Costanza driving in the parking lot with the trophy attached to his bumper. Like, have you been to Yankee Stadium? Do you want to go to the Bronx? Any interest in that, old T?
The Brewers open next season in New York.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's what made me think of it.
It's so weird that they put the schedule out in July, too. Major League Baseball, they got some stuff they need to get through.
Put the draft in the middle of the season. College football.
Yeah, great call. Hey, let's put the schedule out while our All-Star game's going. Hey, another great move, Shemp.
Like, Ben,
they got a lot of Shemp.
Bringing that one back.
They got a lot of Shemp going on. Well, they do.
Also been to Coors Field, which is really great. I really enjoyed that visit.
Golden, Colorado.
The other, I would like to go to Chavez Ravine. I would like to go to
it's a great spot. Yeah. Got to get a dog.
Dodger dog. Whoa, Nelly.
Anaheim. I've been to the Anaheim. Best nachos at a stadium I've ever had.
I loved Anaheim. We went there many years ago. Yeah,
Anaheim's great.
Middle school.
Whoa, Nelly.
And he said to...
Jim Rohn once said, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way to get to Dodger Stadium. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. Thank you, Jimmy Rohn, for that quote. I think that's pretty good.
As Tausch said to Max at... the Angels game. These are my nachos. Nachos. No?
Whoa, Nelly!
I am responsible for choosing dinner for our group before we go to a musical performance tomorrow night at the Overture Center in downtown Madison.
Mamma Mia?
We don't usually... No, it's Moulin Rouge in town now.
Oh.
We don't usually do dinner before the shows. What genre of food is best to go out for before you go to a movie or a theater performance? Or
I don't like doing this because you know my stance on free advertisements, right?
Well, you don't have to. That's why I said genre, not specific restaurant.
Tornado!
So can I can I say a restaurant that's on the way down there from where you live?
Sure. I mean, it's
Bar
your policy.
Coralini. Go to Bar Coralini.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't have a policy. You may be a delicate genius, but you don't have.
I'm not a delicate genius.
There's no policy here. You love to say that, but this is not the first time you've done this where you
I'm
violating the policy.
Well, we went this summer with some friends, and it was fantastic. And I just recommend going. That's all. It was really good.
So you didn't want to say, like, nice Italian, like, fancy. Like, you just wanted to straight up go for it. Okay.
So I took Paula and Maddie. Sydney was at the Badgers volleyball camp. But I took Paula and Maddie to Portabella. Which is
don't give away free advertising. Well, what are you doing?
I'm giving it away left and right now in this segment since you violated your own rule. Which is old school. Like when Tausch and I were both in college separately, that was like this was the indicator that you really liked someone if you spent the money on going to Portabella for dinner. And so I took Paula.
What was
and
the other place? Paisans.
Paisans.
There's another Italian
sister restaurant.
They're out of.
Yeah, that was my go-to pizza place.
Building can't stay up.
Huh? So we can give away free advertising to restaurants that no longer exist.
Yeah.
Cellar Subs. Man, they had good subs. So we went to Portabella. I would recommend that. You also get huge portions, so
that's
I know you're
like
a fan
when
of that.
I don't want to necessarily even Italian. I felt like that would be good, but do you get too much? Because you don't want to have leftovers sitting in the car for like 3-4 hours.
What about
the
old fashioned on the square?
But you don't want to eat too much when you go in, and you're like, oh, I got a full belly. Now I got to sit through this big performance. Like there's a
noodles and company
there.
Right across from the Overture Center. Just get a small bowl of noodles and you'll be fine.
Nelly!
I got a draw for the
trivia.
It did.
That help you?
Yeah, thanks for the recommendations.
What was Tausch's place again that he gave free advertising to?
Bar Coralini.
Yeah.
Which I've never been to. Maybe we'll have to do that.
I think Willie Street and the Willie Street community from a food standpoint, super underrated. It's very good down there.
I would agree.
Willie stands for Williamson. Learn that.
Big Madison guy, Jesse is.
Yeah, Willie. Trivia winner this week. Congratulations to
Willie.
Ace
there a Willie?
In Mount Horeb, who played Wednesday with Riley's trivia.
Yeah, he's a good player, too.
Didn't listen to any of that show, so I don't know how it went for you, but nice job, Ace.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Didn't listen to any of that show. All right, we need to get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, but first, Tausch was feeling really good while he was. I know. Thank you.
What? Summer is here. But before you know it, you'll be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants or basketball shooters with a bad parking lot or a bad surface that you're going to end up spraining an ankle. Connect with Johnson & Sons Paving to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
What's up, Madison? It's head coach Kelly Sheffield.
Wisconsin proved they were the number one team in the country tonight.
You're listening to Madison's new home for Wisconsin Badger Volleyball, 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time.
Is this the new Feel Good Friday song?
I like it.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. as sung by Owl City.
It could be.
What are you feeling good about on Friday?
I feel good about the 100.5 ESPN Madison softball team. I was going to talk a lot more about them during the show today, but we had too much Packer preview that we discussed. But look at that crew. Couple of big wins on Tuesday to set themselves up for a championship run last night. They fell a little bit short to the Kennedy squad, who's always tough to beat. But Sarah and Suda and Jason did a great job organizing this cast of characters right here and found a way to get a runner-up championship for our ESPN 100.5 Madison team in the Sun Prairie League. So kudos to the squad and to Sarah getting that group humming, playing as good as they could at the end of the year.
I'll save my Feel Good Friday for next week when Tausch is gone. Thanks for coming along for the ride with
more
us today.
Previews?
Kudos to the 100.5 ESPN Madison Softball Club and their coach, who does a fantastic job. Sarah, good work. That's it for us today. That's it for us this week. On Monday, the Packers start training camp. And as Tausch said during this week, Jordan Love will have a contract. That's his opinion. We'll find out if he's right. Stick around. We'll do it next week. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.